The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Disney Plus, it's already surpassed 10 million signups since its launch yesterday. A debut included some technical issues, though. Let's talk about it with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, let's begin with those technical issues. What was going on, and is it surprising on a launch day?
You know, it probably isn't surprising in some ways, because when this extraordinary demand that Disney calls it hits your servers, you know, things are going to happen. But by the same token, they are a major media company, so you have to wonder if maybe some of that shouldn't have been anticipated a little bit. As you mentioned, 10 million signups. By way of comparison, Netflix has about 140 million, so a ways to go here, but we're only a couple of days into this. And also remember, too, here that a lot of this is Verizon's free one-year giveaway to unlimited wireless customers. So, yes, free is a good price. That offer is doing what it was intended to do, apparently, to let this service get big and get to do it quickly. But, you know, Cisco, one of the questions, of course, is how many folks are going to convert to being $6.99 per month customers once that trial period is over. So some interesting questions still out there.
And a lot of this really comes down to what it costs Disney to actually operate the streaming service, right? Because they have the content. They're just waiting to be offered.
Exactly. That's one of the big things that they really have in their gas tank is all this content. You know, the content spend is something we've talked about before, and it's crushing. It's, you know, billions of dollars a year. And even with all their content, Disney still plans to spend $1 billion on original stuff in 2020. Right now, they've got up on the service, you know, 500 movies, 7,500 episodes of TV shows, including 30 seasons of The Simpsons, everything from Disney and Pixar and Marvel and Star Wars, and then the new content that they're rolling out, too, the first ever live-action Star Wars TV show with The Mandalorian, so lots of expectations there. But, yeah, having that big library, definitely an advantage to them on their spend, at least early on.
And that keeps them, I think makes them immediately one of the big players, thinking about these streaming wars that you and I have talked about a lot. At some point, they're going to be winners and losers, and if you have that huge content library, you got to in some capacity be a winner here.
Yeah, absolutely, because you have that asset already in your bank account. You know, that's some of the big questions that we have about this whole industry going forward. The amount of debt, for instance, that Netflix is carrying, what that content is going to be, and how it's compressing margins. You know, right now it is a streaming war. It's a free-for-all. But let's face it, 10 years from now, I'm sure we're going to be in another phase of consolidation where some of the players aren't going to be able to make it. They're going to have to merge and get scale and combine their libraries. Same old story, different platform. But yeah, the business cycle is going to happen here too.
Going to be really interesting to watch. Thank you, Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv.